And now, Minnesota Hospital. I almost blew the opening line. I apologize. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney and Nurse Helen Trent at the Minnesota Hospital State Fair Clinic.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen. Helen.
Oh, you get so excited. Gil.
Helen, I love to watch you eat those mini donuts.
And I love watching you eat cotton candy.
Really, Helen?
But maybe not while you're operating.
Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
What a bunch of stiffs.
Dr. Kidney Hartman.
You jerks. You'd screw up a two-car funeral.
Dr. Hartman, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Listen, genius, Mr. Ethics, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but I'm only here to raise a ton of money for Minnesota Hospital by starting our own MASH unit.
A MASH unit?
MASH, Minnesota Association of Shady Hospitals.
Oh, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what now?
Father Mulcahy is here!
Father Mulcahy from the MASH show on television?
Of course, you jerks. One of my close personal friends.
He's offering counseling, and they're lined up outside waiting to see him.
Well, bring in Father Mulcahy, and let's get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Father Mulcahy, William Christopher.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deo. Bless you, one and all. Let's get started.
All right. Bring in those who wish to be counseled.
Father, I'm a television
wait
anchor.
Wait a minute, I'll get out of your way, sir.
Yes. I'm a television anchor for KSTP.
You must do penance for that, my son.
But I haven't told you my sins yet.
You work for KSTP, don't you? That's sin enough.
All right, who's next?
Father, I play basketball for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, that's okay. I visit people in jail. I'm up on all the current happenings here. Let's see. I've been prepped in the back room for this.
Next.
Father, I'm Coach Green of the Vikings.
Yes? And what is it, my son?
I have these unclean thoughts that we're going to lose to Green Bay this year.
Oh, that is a grave, grave sin to atone. You must travel on a pilgrimage to the holy city and get an audience with his sublime innocence.
You mean to Rome and the Pope?
No, to Notre Dame and Lou Holtz.
Next.
Father, do you truly believe in the cosmetological existence of a higher being, or is it a manifestation of epistemology of the psyche that predestines us to the phantasmagorical supposition of a compassionate universality?
Who let Tony Boza in here?